Good evening, audiophiles. This is the Doc coming to you live from, well, the office here at XGWA with another Saturday edition of Doc's Advice Column. I had wanted to name it Loveline, but of course, we all know that title's already taken. Anyway, on to tonight's special topic, considering it is Valentine's Day weekend. So, have you ever wanted to do something extra, extra special for your significant other for Valentine's Day? Maybe spice up things in the bedroom. Maybe try out a kink or two that you know that they have been, oh, so desperately wanting to try. Well, luckily for you guys, the doctor is in. So feel free to call with all of your naughty, dirty questions on the topic. Well, looks like I already have my first caller coming in. Caller, please tell me what your question is today. Oh! There's two of you. Well, this does have to make things extra interesting now, shall it? Now, continue. So, you're telling me that she loves to go down on you, but you guys are wanting something a little different, something special to add to your ordinary oral sessions. Well, lucky for you, I do oh so thoroughly enjoy sucking cock. So, I think I could come up with a couple suggestions. Actually, hold that thought. Hey, you! Yeah, you! Come here. Okay, so, lucky for you guys, the local intern happened to be walking by my studio, and instead of me just giving you a bullet point list of different things you guys could try, why don't I do them on him and let you guys listen in? You guys take your own notes of what exactly you'd like to try, what works, what doesn't work. Oh, don't even give me that look. That's more like it. Now, listeners and you two, listen in very carefully as I go to work. Okay, I want you to relax for me. Close your eyes and just enjoy how my fingers are running along your neck, down your chest as I start to unbutton each and every little one on your shirt until I can really run my nails down your bare chest. Trust me, sometimes they like it. And feel my fingertips go down your pecs, down along your stomach. Really like you feel my nails for a minute before we start to take off these pesky pants. Trust me, you won't be needing them for much longer. I can already tell you're so nice and hard already. Something tells me you like the idea of having me suck on your cock while everyone who is tuned in can hear all the wet, sloppy noises that I'll be making with my mouth and hear those delicious moans that I'm sure you're capable of. My. Let's go ahead and take off these pesky boxers. As much as I personally love to admire bulges, it's what's beneath it I really want to look at. Oh. Oh, oh my. Well, needless to say, I wasn't expecting such a thick, hard cock, but trust me, it just makes it that much better. And hint to the ladies, your guy will definitely like the compliments. Now, back to the matter at hand. You like how my tongue feels against the head of your cock? Feeling it swirl and flick across the head. How my lips just give the head a couple good sucks, and then just that nice little pop. Nothing better than hearing those whimpers and moans as you just tease the head. And then just slowly taking it nice and deep into your mouth, making sure you get it nice and wet. Like how nice and deep I can take your cock. I can tell with how much your body is writhing in the chair right now. And I'm just getting started. I love how your cock feels so deep in my mouth. Especially as my nails run across your hips, down along your inner thighs. Until I can play with those nice, heavy, swollen balls of yours. You didn't know you liked to have them gently kissed, a tongue run across them, did you? Oh, no, 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 don't you dare hold back your moans. Trust me, our listeners want to hear just how good of a job I'm doing. Excellent. Now be a good little boy and let me suck your cock. Thrust your hips. I want to see just how deep your cock can go in my mouth. Like that. You're getting close, aren't you? I can feel how your cock throbs and pulses in my mouth. So then why don't you come for me? Come nice and hard in my mouth. Let me taste every drop. Oh, no, that was delicious. So, if you guys are still listening while my poor intern here recovers, note a few things. Definitely give the head a good couple licks and sucks before really starting to suck on it. And tease the sides with your tongue, and if they're into feeling nailed along their inner thighs and having their balls played with, trust me, adding just that one little thing can heighten the experience. Now, doesn't it? Trust me, if they're speechless, you've done your job. Now, I'm going to take a little commercial break because, well, I'm not nearly done with him after tasting this wonderful cock. So, please enjoy listening to our sponsors, and the doc will be right back. And I have to say, my. If I'd have known that was hiding in your pants, you would have been jumped much, much, much sooner. And lucky for you, you're still nice and hard for me. Time for round two.